How did we start playing this crazy game of truth or dare anyways, babe? Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about that. Wow. And to think, you recorded that too, didn't you? Why don't we watch how it all began together and hit play on this video in 3, 2, 1, play. I didn't even know who you were that day on the train, babe. Just sitting there minding my own business when I realized that there was a guy sitting across the aisle from me recording. And it wasn't until I casually looked over that I saw you were actually playing with your fucking cock. And I had to smile at what a dirty boy you were. I do love a good cock. A hard cock on a dirty man. Fuck. I don't know how you knew that that would tempt the hell out of me, but you did. And yes, we weren't alone on the train either, which makes it extra dirty. And the fact that you didn't care, just wanted to stroke your hard cock and show it off for me. And fucking beckoned me with your finger. How could a slut like me resist? So I quietly snuck over and decided to take you up on your dare to come over, stroke your cock for you, using my hand instead of yours. Was so fucking hot. Now that I think about it, you were actually the first stranger I ever fucked or played with in public. Love the feel of you in my hand. Having you record me was extra dirty. You liked how I would smile. And, of course, me stroking you was hot enough, but I know you wanted more. I liked how you kept a lookout for me so we wouldn't get caught. I was kind of busy wanting to wrap my lips around your dick. Fuck. You tasted good. We were a good team right from the get-go, weren't we? Covering up our naughtiness. And I decided to show off my tits for you a bit. You like that, don't you? Seeing my tits, a dirty girl I could be. God, I was so nervous. But again, couldn't resist your fucking cock. Stroking it, getting it hard. I know you thought that I was the hottest, dirtiest thing, didn't I? You really hit the jackpot with this strange, sexy slut on the train today. I actually liked how I looked on camera. Sucking your cock, taking it down, my pretty lips on you. I just loved showing off like that. You really created a monster from our first meeting. You knew it, too. Well, try not to let other people see us. Position my body so they couldn't see. Showed off my tits for the camera like you asked me to. Think how many times since then I've showed off those tits for other men. I didn't know it at the time. Getting you off was amazing, but I only learned later how much you loved me getting all the different men that we meet up with off in public. Oh, God, I just wanted your cum so bad. Started sucking you harder, stroking you, twirling my tongue around you. Now it was a perfect time to just tighten my lips around that shaft and, let you pump up into me. Taste your cum. You were so quiet, too. Which is great, because no one on the fucking train would ever know how dirty I was being here. That's the idea, isn't it? God, you tasted good. You wanted me to show everyone how I took your cum in my mouth. I love that part. Showing off for your camera. So you could go home and jerk off to this. Then I went back to my seat, enjoying and savoring the taste of you in my mouth. Not really thinking anything of it. I mean, you were a fucking perv on the train that I just blew. I figured you'd be on your way after you got what you wanted from me. But I should have known better. No man in his right mind would give up a slut like me, who would suck his cock in an instant on a public train. Now would they? And you didn't. Well, thank you for reminding me how all our naughty fun and games began, babe.